What I realized? We should have brought decorations in, because we gotta be festive and stuff. This is our last show before the Christmas holiday.
Do you realize that? Man.
The Xmas holiday.
I gotta go soon. That's horrible.
When are you leaving?
Like 8:15, because I have to go back to the building and get all my stuff and get to the bus station and buy a ticket and go to Maine.
Dude, thank the shuttle driver for us once again.
Okay, I will.
The wonderful kick-ass, are you walking back or are you taking the shuttle?
No, I'm probably taking the shuttle.
Okay, then
depending on how I feel.
Thank the shuttle driver for us once again.
I will sing the praises of the shuttle driver. Of course, if I really sing, I would terrify him.
Phone number 8247136 all across the Emerson campus. Oh, dude, people can call us.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
Work.
Oh, well, they can call us and we can talk to them.
Oh, shit, I was supposed to call somebody.
That's right. Shoot. We don't swear on the air.
Shoot, man. Oh, jeez.
Oh, gee whiz, Wally. I broke Mom's vase again.
Gosh,
you think we're going to get in trouble?
How's this? God spam it.
God spam it?
God spam it.
Excuse me.
I think that's a violation of copyright, though.
Here. I think we've violated the
offended,
speech codes.
Yeah, offended a processed meat product.
Can you offend processed meat products?
It is.
Claire's on the phone. I saw the light up. I freaked out.
No, this is funny. One of my good friend's fathers actually eats Spam. Spam is not a substance you eat. It's a substance you build with.
No, we ate Spam one day.
Why?
We cooked it. Well, we had a video camera. We thought we should do something funny. So we went out and we bought some Spam. We cooked it. We microwaved it. We, grilled it. None of it was good. It almost forced me to vomit on intake. It was just not good at all. Suddenly, I was vomiting like an MTS major. That's all there is to it.
I don't want to hear that. Those muffins.
Yeah, muffins.
Yeah, our wannabe muffin has left the building.
Wannabe muffin.
He's a scone. We decided he was a scone.
If he's not a wannabe muffin, he's a scone.
Hi. This is Claire.
So. Claire's on the phone.
Impaler.
She figured out a way to,
They're not quite sure how to work the phone here. Still.
Wait, when I
who is she calling?
We, repeated everything he said on the air.
Chris who?
This is Chris Dunham, my
I don't know. What
Pisces.
Is this, a knock-knock joke?
Oh, dude. I thought you were calling Jay for a second there. I'm like, oh.
Okay, everybody out there in Radioland, I'm on the phone with my friend Chris, who goes to UW Stevens Point in Wisconsin. So,
what's with all the freaking Wisconsin gals?
Why don't you get on the phone there, Tom, so you can hear your conversation?
I can't. It's all the way over there.
Oh, get the phone.
I'll make some effort.
All you damn Wisconsin people, it's all we've heard from this morning.
That's because I've set up all the times.
How are you this wonderful morning, Chris?
Everyone's in school.
He's pretty good. A little tired.
I'm sorry, we didn't wake you, did we? Okay. What? Oh, okay. Our alarms didn't wake us.
Yes, we got on the air an hour and 20 minutes late.
At least, Paul, Bob, and I came by to wake you up. It's something.
Yeah, well, we it's a good thing that we don't have the phones on, because we're not supposed to say that.
Say what? Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's a truth, but we're not supposed to say that.
Actually, it's not necessarily true, because I had, three people call last Thursday.
You? Oh, cool.
Of course, two of them were mistake. Well, one of them was a mistake. One of them had a request, and one of them was Andre asking for a sandwich delivered to under a bridge. So.
Guys.
Andre is psycho.
The business line keeps, flashing. It stopped, and they called back again.
Well, let them flash.
Let them flash?
Because we're on the phone.
Yeah, we'll let them flash. I hope they're not trying to get a hold of us. I hope we're not screwed.
If we're screwed, then, well, that's life.
If we're screwed. Then what are they going to do? Fire us?
I know. It's not as if they pay us anyway.
So, Chris, what profound things do you have to tell us this morning? What tales of Wisconsin do you have for us? Tales of Wisconsin.
It's cold here.
It's pretty cold here, too.
Very cold here.
Ooh.
It was down to 21 below with wind chill.
That's worse than
is
us.
Is that including wind chill or not including wind chill? Funny, my parents said in Whitewater, that's the city in Wisconsin I'm from, it was -35 with wind chill.
Ouch!
I feel really warm and toasty right now.
You should.
What was that about that Sub-Zero parka I wanted?
Sub-Zero parkas.
I'm not kidding. I mean military surplus.
You know what we need to do? We need to get a Santa Claus in here by the end of the day.
Oh, that's just...
I think we should arrange somehow to get a Santa Claus in studio and just... We can tell him our best wishes.
Is there a Santa Claus at FEO Schwartz?
No.
Is there like a department store around here that would have a Santa we could abduct?
There's a filing. How are we gonna abduct a Santa?
I don't even know. Like beat him on the head till he passes out and throw him over our shoulders.
We're gonna abduct a Santa. No fair. It's in here.
I need chapstick.
Dude.
She needs chapstick.
I thought your hand was reaching out to hold to grab it. It fell.
The chapstick is out
Chris,
there.
How are you this morning?
We're like looking for chapstick now. Okay.
Abduction of Santa will get you kicked off the Christmas Earth for the rest of your life.
Naughty.
of beyond naughty. There's like the naughty there's the naughty catalog of people, and then just beyond that, there's just the no hope of recovering into nice. Then I definitely think that we should find a way to abduct the Santa, like bludgeon him over the head with something.
Can't we just like?
We're gonna bludgeon him over the head with a public safety club.
Downtown Crossies, there are like 50 of them down there.
Oh yeah, we'll abduct the Salvation Army Santa. That and rock. You know what we should do? We should try and raise money for a Salvation Army Santa. If you'd like to pledge money for a Salvation Army Santa, we swear we'll go down and give it to them. Call us up here. Chris, how are you today? This is probably one of the strangest phone conversations you've ever had? Is this one of the stranger phone conversations that you've ever had?
No, I don't think so.
No? That's... Yeah, any phone conversation with Claire is usually odd. See, I don't even get to have phone conversations. I just stumble up six floors. Claire lives in my building. We all live in the little building. It's such a nice place
Mike
to live.
Mike doesn't live in the little building, and that's why he's not here right now.
But he will live there next year, won't he? Will he not?
He's hoping to, yeah.
That will be cool. That would be very positive. So, Chris, what tales of Wisconsin can you tell us, besides that it's cold?
He's been to, like, France and Canada, so he has things to base it on.
Yes, but for the most part, that's, like, kind of what you think life is like?
Life is basically like Wisconsin.
Now, Claire, let me ask you, as having moved out of Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
Now, is life in Wisconsin much different, or...?
Not too much.
Not too much?
Well, I mean, the thing is, I lived in a small, like, a provincial kind of town.
Yes.
And, you know, you have to go really far around here to see a black sky or, like, say, a farm.
Oh, wow.
And I lived across the street from a farm at home, and Chris lives on a farm, so...
I gotta come visit you guys.
You have to, Tom.
Because there's just, like, way too many cow stories.
It is. It's actually really nice out there. And if you want to go to a city, go to Madison, because Madison kicks ass.
Because Madison.